This is HPR episode 2290 entitled, How to Change the Height of Your Ironing Board. It is hosted by Ken Forlan, and is about 3 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, amazing life hack that will change your life forever.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken, and this is another amazing life hack. Following on from the immense success of my patent pending, episode 1801, how to tell your left earbud from your right, I'm now going to show you how to make an amazing life hack where you can modify your ironing board to be taller. For some reason, ironing boards tend to be low, and every time I do the ironing, I have put a lot of stress on my back, and I've had this ironing board for about 20 years, and to be honest, I have no idea why I have not done this before. So it's just your bog standard ironing board with a bit of cheap sort of plywood underneath with a piece of foam and thingy. And you've got a scissors type connector that gives you three settings, low, lower and lowest. And after doing some ironing, you're basically get a sore back for the rest of the day. So what I did was I just put the ironing board up to the height, put it on the ground, lifted it up, put it on the height where I felt it would be comfortable, and I drew a pencil mark. Then I got a cheap 90 degree angle bracket, around about 25 centimeters, about an inch by an inch piece of angle bracket. Held the top part with a vice grip or a vise and hit the rest with a hammer so that one, there's a 90 degree angle, it comes up and just at the top, halfway of the top piece, it just bends over a little bit like you would cup your fingers over. And then when I do that, then I've got this extra super high height. Now what it does do is it puts the feet, because it's a scissors, it puts the 4 feet slightly closer together, so it's a little bit less stable. But as you're ironing, you can hold on to it and be aware of that. So that's it. That's my amazing life hack. And one really cool thing about doing ironing is you pile it up and then you can do you can watch YouTube videos and instructional videos and stuff like that. So great thing to do, and you get it all out of the way, and what was a previous chore that you were not looking forward to suddenly becomes something that you can get a boring job out of the way and entertain yourself by watching some educational videos. Don't get me started on what a massive waste of time ironing is, because essentially you're removing ripples out of a piece of clothing that you're going to wear anyway, so you're walking around with rippleless clothing, plus the amount of energy it takes off the national grid for the purpose of just people not seeing rippled clothes. Kind of strange if you ask me, but there you go, you have to conform to the social norms. Anyway, tune in tomorrow where the social norm is another exciting episode, hopefully brought to you by you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.